Hello, welcome back to No Downtime. It's your podcast from Fort Rock Data Center, located in beautiful Central Oregon. I'm your host, Connor Williams, and I'm joined once again today by Levi Mansell. He's our Director of Sales and Business Development here. So in this episode, we're going to talk about something that you hope you never really have to talk about because it's just sort of doing its thing. All the systems are in place, functioning, it's working properly, and that's security and compliance. So, Levi, welcome back.
Thanks.
I wanted to start this episode, you know, a little differently and kind of give you a chance to talk about what's new with Fort Rock. You know, what have you been encountering? Has there been any challenges clients have been facing or just kind of any new developments at the data center?
Well, the beauty of tech is it's always changing. There's always new challenges right around the corner, whether you like it or not. So, yeah, there's always something going on. You never expect it, but sometimes you get a phone call, you know, Friday afternoon. With somebody frantic on the other side of the horn, you know, that's, hey, we just ran into a major catastrophe. We're offline. It's costing us money. I have employees twiddling their thumbs. We should be in a data center. It's been on my to-do list for a while, but we're not. And now we're paying the price. You know, how soon could you get us set up? And the answer is like, well, a couple hours. I mean, because we have, you know, over a dozen carriers and connectivity options that are, you know, just a matter of getting them to spin up a new circuit and running a cross connect for the connectivity side. Power wise, we have modular busway system through Starline. So we have tap boxes where we can drop in single phase, three phase, you know, whatever flavor of power that you need on the fly, because they're all UL listed tap boxes. So we can have WIPs dropped in and a cross connect run within, you know, short order. So, you know, some data centers are like days, weeks, months. With us, we're maybe an hour or two.
Yeah.
So, the question is not, you know, how quick can we move? It's like, you know, how soon would you like to move in?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
You know, you never know when disaster is going to strike, but that's why it's important to have offsite backups, and we can certainly help with that.
Well, what an amazing segue.
Right?
So let's kind of start with the basics here. So we talk a lot about, especially on our website, you know, defending your data. So what exactly does that mean, and how does Fort Rock do that?
Well, there's different ways that you can protect your data, but I think the old homage of having all your eggs in one basket is not a good thing. So, you know, spreading it out, just like with your 401k, you're not going to put it all in one particular stock.
Oh, wait,
try
really?
To invest in mutual funds. By the way, I'm not a licensed advisor, so don't accept any financial advisory that may occur during this podcast. But no, when it comes to, you know, data, you want to have offsite backups. Some people take a hybrid approach with the cloud. So they'll use cloud backup through one of the large, you know, Alphabet companies. Well, not Alphabet, but, you know, anyway, you know, the AWS, the MSN, the yeah. Googlies, you know, all that. But also they'll have their own systems in-house, and then they'll have a data center or two housing immutable copies off-site. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that we defend their data is by having a secure and reliable environment to house that so that they have high availability, high reliability, lots of bandwidth, low latency, and they have that at the tip of their fingertips anytime they want.
Right on. So, you know, why is it becoming more and more challenging for companies to kind of be able to handle all of this security on their own?
Well, I think cybersecurity has been top of mind for a lot of organizations here for the past few years. We've seen a lot of malicious actors, and mm-hmm. then also we've seen, you know, human error or I'm not going to name the company that, you know, oh, we ran an update, should be fine. Oh, we took down airlines, nobody can fly, and they're stranded for days on end. So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to cybersecurity, having backups that you can roll back to with full copies, untainted copies of data, you know, is important. But overall, cybersecurity has been built into our facilities design. And being that we do not provide servers and manage those ourselves, when it comes to compliance, it's much easier having the lockbox in, if you will, right? The fortress that houses that. We're focused on security, providing regulated access, et cetera, so that when it comes to our clients, it makes their job much easier. Part of that is our SOC compliance, but also part of that is just how we've built the data center and how it's been put together.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about that SOC 2 Type 1 compliance there. You know, what does that certification tell customers?
Well, when it comes to SOC compliance, that's done through an auditing, third-party auditor. What they do is they take a look at your processes, how you store your information, the processes that you utilize, and then they try to identify any sort of like gaps. So the idea there is to say if one person were to go rogue, what are they capable of doing or not doing? And so we've put in balances and checks where everything, you know, multi-factor authentication, same idea when it comes to like multi-person or multi-system authentication, where like, for instance, if I submit, and I may overshare here, so we may have to edit this, but if I'm working with a client, a new client, let's say, and they have some employees that need to have physical access to the data center, they will be responsible for filling out a document that memorializes who is being added with their contact information, et cetera, for site access. In addition to that, I'll submit that form into one of our systems, and then that goes to review to a second party in a different department for review. Once that's been reviewed and confirmed, then at that point, I can go ahead and say it automatically points back to me. I won't say how, but then I'll have the opportunity to review it a second time after the submission and approve it, which then goes to a third party that will review and process it and then kick it back as well. And all of that's being documented real time with date and time stamps, as well as authentication of who is providing the authorization. And then also all those documents are uploaded and stored. So at any point in time when we have an audit occurring, the auditor can go into those systems, look up the documentation, compare it with the physical documentation that's on file. So the digital and the physical match. And then they can also cross-compare that with the individuals through the different departments that are responsible for handling those requests. So the process itself is fully documented. And if we do not adhere to it, we have checks and balances mm-hmm. that will also provide alarms and notifications and things like that.
Yeah, very nice.
So that's just one tip of the iceberg, as they say, in terms of SOC certification and one particular example. But
yeah,
it really revolves around making sure that you have a process in place and that there's security and accountability, I guess, that's documented and verifiable.
Right on. So let's talk a little bit about uptime and, of course, the coveted sort of five nines, meaning, of course, Fort Rock offers 99.999% uptime guaranteed and service level agreements. So Can you kind of go into that? What exactly does that mean in real world terms?
Well, if you're at home, I'm just going to give you an example that's a little out there. But if you're at home and then, you're watching the game on the weekend and your internet goes down, you might have a toll-free number, or if you have a rural ILEC, you may have like a local number you can call and talk to tech support, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, they're going to roll a truck or, find where the source of the issue is and repair it, restore it. It's very different when it comes to best effort internet service that you and I subscribe to in our homes, as opposed to the data center. The data center is like a world of difference. We have service level agreements where we financially are pinched. We're penalized if we do not meet the 99.99. Yeah, 99.99. Sorry. Anyway, you can keep that in
a lot
there.
Of them. A lot of nines.
I was like, let me get my fingers out. If we don't keep to the five nines, we get penalized monetarily. It also allows our clients, if we were to not be reliable, as an out where they would leave us. Obviously, we don't want them to leave us and discontinue their service with us. So it's very important for us to maintain that reliability. And that's not just from a connectivity standpoint, that's also from an electrical and from a cooling standpoint. So we literally have in there called out our redundant systems. So if our A side power were to fail, our B side has to be up and vice versa. And then we've built in, we have separate entrances, separate power plants, et cetera, to ensure that we have fully redundant systems in place. But we also have automatic failovers when it comes to battery backup, generators that are on site, et cetera, to maintain uptime if there were to be a failure with equipment or some sort of issue that were to happen. Even when it comes to, you know, just something basic like commercial loss of power, where you have a blackout or a brownout briefly. So with us, you don't miss a second with our systems being fully redundant and fully backed up.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So, you know, you kind of mentioned this a little bit, but can you dive a little deeper into some of the, you know, physical security and the purpose-built solutions of the data center itself? You know, the protections in place, you know, you've got the biometric IDs and all these different things.
Yeah. I mean, in order to get onto the property, you have to have access. So physically just getting to the front door, there's a requirement there. When it comes to getting through the front door, again, you have to key in. And then from there, you have a man trap. There's an additional interior door that you would go into. And in that man trap, you have to verify your biometrics in order to proceed onto the data hall floor. We have security, aka data center technicians on site, but we also have automated systems. So when it comes to our cameras, we have some AI smarts. I have to pay a dollar into the jar now for saying AI. We have some automation, I'll put it that way, and some software smarts that will identify the type of movement, you know, for each camera. And then also if there's, for instance, like a door that is forced and is not keyed through, that sets off an alarm. And so we have a lot of notifications, a lot of alarms, et cetera, that notify us immediately upon that. And there's also other things that are kind of nice, you know. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. But like we allow our parking lot, because we're on the west side of the river in Bend, for the Deschutes County Sheriff. So they have search and rescue and sheriff that will utilize the space there. And so it's one of those things where sometimes we have some added security on site just because of our relationship with them as well. So one of our clients is a search and rescue volunteer. And so that's how that relationship was forged. And it works out quite well because I think the majority of a lot of those search and rescue calls are coming from Mount Bachelor, you know, with hikers and skiers and snowboarders and such. So it's that much closer on that side of the river.
Yeah. So, of course, with Fort Rock being a reliable co-location facility, you've got lots of customers that aren't always in close proximity to the data center. So if they need adjustments made and different things like that to their racks, we've got remote hand support in place 24/7, 365. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like and how it works?
Yeah, when it comes to remote hands or hot hands, there's, you know, different data centers have different definitions, but really what it is in a sense, if you're, let's say 3 hours, 5 hours, you know, a 12-hour plane ride, it doesn't matter. If you're not on site or nearby and you have, you know, an issue where you have a server that needs to be rebooted, or you have a failing hard drive or RAM that needs to be, you know, swapped out, why would you want to hop in the car and drive 3 hours or 5 hours to swap out a stick of RAM when you could place a quick ticket and have that taken care of for you? So our data center technicians, what they do is pretty much anything you ask them to, more or less. So you can place a ticket for remote hands or hot hands, and you know, it goes from just replacing or rebooting, you know, equipment, all the way up to like, you know, hey, we want you to, we're going to ship in some new servers. We want you to rack and stack them. Then we'd like to have you set up our console so we can remote in, so we can go ahead and provision that. And so it's just like pretty much like if you're, you know, you hear about like surgeons using, you know, telemedicine to conduct surgeries remotely using a robot or something, and they're, you know, 300, 500 miles away. I don't know why I'm sticking to threes and fives, but, you know, 500 miles away, and they're able to do brain surgery or whatever. It's kind of the same idea, just not as glamorous in terms of, You know, you could be halfway across the world, place a ticket, and we're your remote hands. Literally, you tell us what to do and we'll do it for you. So you don't have to physically be on site. The beauty of that is it's always available 24/7, 365. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, New Year's, the 4th of July, you know, Martin Luther King Day, doesn't matter. we're available.
All the holidays.
Yeah, all hours. It could be 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. It could be a Sunday or a Monday. Doesn't matter. We're available. So our technicians can handle issues, and they're on the ground. So you don't have to send your employee and endure that expense. It's much cheaper most of the times just to put in a ticket and have us take care of it for you. Also, the other thing is that's an added layer of security. If you hire a third-party company, you may not have the reliability or response time that you'd like. With us, we have guaranteed response times depending on the severity of the type of ticket. So the client can request a low priority, you know, that's like, hey, in the near future, right, we want to schedule this. A medium priority, which is, you know, the soonest that you can during regular business hours. And then high priority, which is like we drop everything and take care of it immediately, or as close to immediate as we can. So,
right.
But yeah, there's all kinds of issues that we handle. But I would say like the majority is like a reboot required or failing hardware or hardware upgrades. You know, we shipped in a 10 terabyte hard drive. We want you to get rid of the old 1 terabyte, swap it out. And we have equipment lockers on site, so our clients can securely store their critical parts and replacement parts. And we also do shipping, receiving, logistics. So a lot of clients will also drop ship their servers and their equipment as opposed to having them shipped to them, yeah, provisioned, and then shipped again. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for sharing all that, Levi. Very insightful. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, consider giving us a like and a subscribe on YouTube. And also, if you're listening to this on the Fort Rock Data Center website, we have the podcast up on a couple of different podcasting platforms as well, if you'd like to subscribe there. So with that said, for Levi Mansell, I'm Connor Williams, and we'll catch you next time here on No Downtime. Fort Rock Data Center is a purpose-built facility strategically located in the high desert of Bend in Central Oregon. We offer reliable business continuity and edge computing solutions that meet SOC 2 Type 1 compliance in a low-risk environment east of the Cascade Mountain Range. Learn more at fortrockdc.com. Background music by Maxim Malko from Pixabay.
So I was sitting with September talking about something else unrelated.
Sure.
She's like, I think you guys are like throwing in Easter eggs to see if I catch them. I'm like, aha.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's like turning in a paper college professor back in the day with something just blatantly obvious or obscene.
Yeah, yeah. Or you just write something like.
And then you just get a note back.
Was the best of all days. Like, what? No, I've actually done that before. So.